And now, Plan B. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Bush has joined that select club of wartime presidents who have had to convince a skeptical nation to stick it out during a difficult time. They say pretty much the same things. They say it's better to fight the enemy there than here.
As far away as possible from our own home ground.
They say we expect the country we're fighting to help itself.
The main burden of preserving their freedom must be carried out by them, by the South Vietnamese themselves.
They say we cannot leave until the job is done.
The issue, very simply, is this. Shall we leave Vietnam in a way that by our own actions consciously turns the country over to the communists?
And although they never give us a timetable, they always assure us that the mission is moving forward, as President Bush himself did a year ago.
We will see the Iraqi military gaining strength and confidence, and the democratic process moving forward. As these achievements come, it should require fewer American troops to accomplish our mission.
Every one of these presidents had critics who said, what if it doesn't work? What's Plan B? Well, many of you are too young to recognize the voices on all of these recordings, but there is one thing that anyone can recognize. When an American president fights a war, there is no Plan B. Because when the war goes right, you don't need it. And when the war goes wrong, the only Plan B is not to have tried Plan A. Now this. In Washington, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.